New Hampshire Republicans take pride in their track record of voters, often picking presidential candidates who go on to win their party's nomination. That usually means bolstering establishment candidates. Maybe not this year. Donald Trump is polling way ahead of the rest in a state that holds the nation's first primary. And as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports from Nashua, that leaves his rivals fighting amongst themselves in hopes of being the last one standing who might be able to take down Donald Trump.
There's not much time left for establishment Republicans to settle on a favorite, and with no clear challenger to Donald Trump's dominance here in New Hampshire, other candidates and their super PACs are lobbing attack ads at each other.
Chris Christie could well be Obama's favorite Republican governor.
Marco Rubio, just another Washington politician we can't trust.
Do not be fooled. Any significant division within the Republican Party leads to the same awful result.
That last ad opened with the words, Marco Rubio is attacking Governor Chris Christie. It was a response to Rubio's criticism of Christie's record. The back and forth continued on the campaign trail in New Hampshire yesterday.
So it's a four-round magazine?
Yeah.
During a stop at a weapons factory in Newport, Rubio was presented with a hunting rifle.
And what's the range on that?
The Florida senator addressed a room full of plant workers in between shifts.
And I'm going to tell you what's really important, that our nominee be someone who is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. And there are people running, Republicans running, that are not supporters of the Second Amendment in the way you and I want them to be.
Rubio has attacked Christie's record on gun control, which evolved over time. He's also made an issue of Christie's close working relationship with President Obama after Superstorm Sandy battered New Jersey. It's all to suggest Christie's not a real conservative. A few hours later in Hollis, New Hampshire, Rubio himself was the target of attacks from former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
The senators sometimes get off into their world, their little ecosystem of Washington, D.C. talk. I don't know if you've noticed. It's mind-numbing, actually.
Bush joked that Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz live in an alternative universe. He also took aim at Trump after a member of the audience asked how he could distinguish himself in a year when voters seemed to favor big personalities. Bush said he plans to stay the course, arguing that having the ideas and experience to be president should be enough.
And if it isn't, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to insult someone just because I'm told that that's the way to connect with voters. Really?
Afterward, Milt Janoski of Hollis said he likes Bush, but he's also considering Christie, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Janoski says he's definitely not voting for Trump, and he has a question for those who are.
What in the world are you thinking with this guy? Is dangerous. He really is.
Janoski was chatting with Jim Polis, also from Hollis. He's supporting Bush, but he says there are a lot of good choices.
People like myself and Milt, we have three or four candidates that we think could be good. So that vote is being split four different ways.
Janoski says those voters could easily defeat Donald Trump if they could just settle on someone they all could support. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Nashua, New Hampshire.